When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we have the Shaila Shudis conundrum. In other words, if you assume that the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach applies to all matzah, not just regular matzah, matzah shmura, matzah putos, because of ta matzah, if you assume it even applies to egg matzah, even though you can't fulfill your mitzvah with egg matzah, or maybe you can fill your mitzvah with matzah, but not the lechemoni aspect. If you assume matzah mevushelis isn't good, if you assume you have a blanket isser, all types of matzah, none of the kula is baking matzah lo l'shem mitzvah, not having shmura matzah. If you assume the isser matzah is absolute, it applies to all of them. Like the Rambam, it's heker, it looks like matzah, others say tam matzah. So whatever your reasons in the Achronim and Rishonim, like the Gross is the mission of it says egg matzah, this is us indeed, it's Tosus that brought up egg matzah. Really, any matzah is us or the whole day. The mission is talking about eating too much mini targima. So there's an Isra, an absolute matzah, and all types of matzah. Matzah mevusheles, egg matzah, etc. And if you assume that Shalosh Shudis has to be in the afternoon, like many Rishonim, you can't have it in the morning, then you're going to have a problem. The problem is you can't have matzah. Leaving the Baal HaMor aside, maybe the Baal HaMor solution, you could have bread and fulfill Tashbisu and have Shalosh Shudis. But leaving the Baal HaMor, we don't pass them like the Baal HaMor. So we seem to have a conundrum here. There, you can't eat Shalosh Shudis before in the morning while the chametz is mutter, and you can't eat any matzah. So what do you do? That's a question. So is there a solution? So I remember Shakti used to always say over. Maybe he still does. I think there was a machlokas chazanish and the Briska Rav regarding an issue of truma maisa by oranges, orange juice. So I think it was, he quoted one of the Briskers saying that the difference between me and you is you think every problem has a solution. I don't. So that's the question. Does every problem have a solution? So that's the machlokas. Some say no. There is no solution. You cannot do the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudis this year on Erev Pesach Shachol B'Shabbos. It's like, what do you do when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So clearly you don't eat Shalosh Shudis. So clearly if you're not allowed to eat, so clearly that's biblical also. So that's the question here. When the rabbi set up, that gets into as well, do we assume the Isser of eating matzah Erev Pesach Pashas is rabbinical, but is it the Rabbanan D'Oraisa? What do you assume Shalosh Shudis is? The three meals, Pashas is the Rabbanan, also some hold there's a Chasim Sofer, maybe the D'Oraisa, and it should override the mitzvah of matzah. But there's no solution. What are you going to do? So you won't, it's always like the Magen Avraham writes, the question is, do I say, in other words, I have two ways of looking at it. Do I say, well, okay, I can't fulfill Shalosh Shudis this year, or yes, no. That really my premise is wrong. I can use Mini Targima all year round. Haraya, if I forget Ritzeh, I don't have to go back. So, it's like the Magen Avraham writes by, how do I know, based on the Rambam, the Magen Avraham says that Yotze Kiddush B'Dvarim, where's the Kiddush Friday night when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? Clearly, if you Yotze in Tefillah then, you Yotze, of course, one could say, well, so you don't have a Yotze Kiddush that year. But no, so there's two approaches you could always take. You're an anus, it's out of your control, there is no, or the mitzvahs change when it's the Yafshar. So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that. Some people quote the Zohar, that one can, to fulfill Shalosh Shudis, you can learn Torah. The, They say Rav Chaya didn't like it. Rav Chaya said because he didn't like it for many reasons, but he just jokingly said, you can't be Yotzi on Torah because you could shlug up the Torah. And therefore you won't be Yotzi Shalosh Shittos retroactively. So either way, so he says you can't be Yotze Shalosh. So the Zohar writes, you could be Yotzi Shalosh Shittos with Torah. What does he mean? So the Mefreshim explain the Zohar. No, I didn't mean all year round you could be Yotzi with Torah. He meant on Erev Pesach, Shachol B'Shabbos, and you can't fulfill Shalosh Shittos any other way, so just learn Torah instead. So that's how, that'd be one approach in terms of, it's definitely a conundrum, there's a potential problem. So therefore, so one approach is that's it, you can't get the mitzvah, and that's it. Forget about it, move on. And then obviously the other approach is you can, and that's the conundrum, what gives? Is having Shalosh, do you give in by doing Shalosh Shittos in the morning? Do you give in by having egg matzah or other types of matzah? So those are the approaches. So the approaches of the Zohar are basically you can't do the mitzvah, so therefore learn Torah. Or some will say, well, if you see, you can learn Torah now, you can learn Torah all year round. You're not getting Shalosh Shittos. Or you come up with those eights of matzah shira, matzah mevusheles, you split up the meal in the morning, or you have egg matzah. Those are the different approaches. When you have a conundrum, you have a dilemma what to do. So at what point do I assume there's always a solution, or is it possible to say, this year, on Erev Pesach Shachol B'Shabbos, we would not fulfill our mitzvah of Shalosh Shittos?